Hello, welcome back to Teach Someone to Read. I am Mary McCool Berry. I am a reading and dyslexia specialist with 37 years of teaching practice with children and adults. Today, you will have a challenge. So hopefully you did your homework, your brain work. I don't call it homework, I call it brain work for 2.1. Today, your brain will be really challenged. It will be running uphill to try to read words that are called pseudo words or nonsense words. They don't make any sense, but your brain will have to look at the letters and figure out the sound association for those letters. So let us begin. Okay. Here are the nonsense words or pseudo words. Those of you that are watching, and you can find this on YouTube, go to Teach Someone to Read. I'd like you to look at these words, try to read the word out loud to yourself, and then I'll read it. Before you begin, if you're writing these words down, it's a good idea to box the welded sounds. So these are the sounds that are closely joined together, and you are going to box them because they make one welded sound. All right, let's begin. Try the first word. Jong. Thing. Wonk. Shing. Wunk. Zang. Ank. Mank. Bing. Hong. Vung. Quink. Zung. Kang. Lonk. Ving. Okay, down below. H-I-N-K. I-N-K says ink. Hink. Q-U, remember, says wha. Q-U-A-N-G, quang. G says g. G. Ank. Gank. V. Ong. Vong. Z. Ank. Zank. F. Ong. Fong. Y says ya. Ya. Ing. Ying. W. Ong. Wong. J. Ing. Ing. Z, unk, unk. I'm going to stop. I'm going to show you my tile board now, and I'd like to share with you all of these welded sounds, and let's review them right now. Repeat after me. A-N-G, ang. I-N-G, ing. O-N-G, ong. U-N-G, ung. They all end with NG. ANK, ank. INK, ink. ONK, onk. UNK, unk. Your turn. Ang. Ing. Ong. Ung. Ank. Ink. Onk. Unk. These are very important in order to do the work in this lesson. Okay, let's go to some sentences, new sentences this week that you are able to read. Okay, at the top of this page are all the high frequency words that I asked you to practice reading and spelling. Could. Now, should, asked, her, how, would, were, come, my. All right, let's go through first. I'm going to grab my highlighter and let's highlight any of the welded sounds that you see in each sentence. Oh, I spotted one. O-N-G, ong. I-N-G, ing. A-N-G, ang. I-N-G, ing. Oh, here's another one. I-N-G-ing. I-N-G-ing. U-N-G-ung. A-N-G-ang. I-N-G-ing. U-N-K-unk. So if you have a pencil, you might want to box those welded sounds. Okay, let's begin. Let me get a different color here. First sentence, Bess could hit the gong now. Remember, we scoop words together so that you don't sound like you're reading as a robot. The words are strung together so they're nice and smooth. Could Ben have that ring for Jill? I should have asked you to hang this up for me. Jess did not want to ding her van. How come the ring did not fit in the box? I would get that thing off the wall quick. The song was sung when we were in the mess hall. I have a pang in my gut now. Would you get the ping pong balls from Jeb? I asked for a chunk of gum. Okay, most of these, a gong is a big bell. So, those of you that are unsure about some of the vocabulary above the word gong, G-O-N-G, write bell. Jess did not want to ding her van. That means she doesn't want to dent her van. So I'm going to write dent above the word ding. Eight, I have a pang in my gut now. I have a pang. It's something that hurts. So I'm writing something that hurts above that word. And number 10, I asked for a chunk of gum. A chunk is a large piece. Let me highlight those vocabulary words and what they mean. Let me go to this and my red. Okay, gong is a bell. A ding is a dent. A pang is something that hurts. And a chunk is a large piece. So, those of you that are listening, and I know you're all over the world, but if you could take a look at this YouTube, then you could copy the sentences and then scoop. Let's go through them one more time. Bess could hit the gong now. Could Ben have that ring for Jill? I should have asked you to hang this up for me. Jess did not want to ding her van. How come the ring did not fit in the box? I would get that thing off the wall quick. Notice there's an exclamation point here. You're saying this with a lot of expression. I would get that thing off the wall quick. When you see a question mark, your voice goes up. The song was sung when we were in the mess hall. I have a pang in my gut now. Would you get the ping pong balls from Jeb? I asked for a chunk of gum. All right, are you ready for another story? Last week we read The Pink Moth, the moth with pink wings. Today we are going to read for the win. So I have scooped the title. I'll talk about the pictures later. Let me scoop this as I read. Tim and Ed had a ball, but the net on the shed had a big rip in it. So wherever I pause, I stop the scoop. They both asked Dad if he would fix the net. Dad was quick to get the net all set. Now, Tim and Ed can have fun. Ed tosses the ball at the net, and it hits the back of the rim with a bang. But the ball does not fall in. Then Tim gets the ball and sinks it into the net. Could he be on his way to a win? Ed thinks, not yet, and he does not let up. Ed gets the ball and makes a dunk shot. Then he hangs from the rim. When the ball gets back to Tim, Ed dashes to the left and yanks the ball from Tim. Then Ed hits a long shot for the win. Ed and Tim now sit to chat. Ed says, "Thanks, Tim. How fun was that? We should now play ball a lot. Our shots with the ball do rank at the top." All right, you'll notice that I have bought several of these welded sounds you've learned. A-N-G, ang, I-N-K, ink, A-N-G, ang, U-N-K, unk. And then you'll also see that I have drawn pictures. We call these annotations. And what that means is that you are drawing what you visualize in your mind as you read. This is a very, very good comprehension strategy. So if you have a pencil and you're reading, stop at the end of each paragraph and draw some pictures so that you remember what you're reading. Also, go through and find all of the welded sounds. Okay, we're going to go back to page one, the high frequency words. Can you read them? Can you spell them? Her, were, how, now, could, would, should, asked. So these are necessary for you to be able to read and spell. So have someone tell you the word, and I'll do this now, and you try to spell it on paper without looking. Her, were, how, now, could, would, should, asked. I am so grateful for your time, and I will be back with another lesson. We'll begin a new lesson in the next episode. Have fun reading, and please let me know in the chat box if there's anything that you would like specifically. I am Mary McCool Berry, and this is Teach Someone to Read.